From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We're watching the action tonight in Iowa, where former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has come in first in the Republican caucuses.
That's right, with about 41% of precincts reporting Mike Huckabee 31%, Mitt Romney 23%, Fred Thompson 13%, John McCain 12%, Rudy Giuliani 11%, Ron Paul 10%.
Now, the Democratic caucuses are turning into a very close three-way race, but with almost 1,200 of the nearly 1,800 precincts reporting, Barack Obama so far has just under 35% of the vote, and Senator Hillary Clinton and former Senator John Edwards both have just over 31%. So at least in the vote total, and according to some of the exit polls, entrance polls, Barack Obama is ahead by a bit. And now joining us is our colleague Michelle Norris, who is at Barack Obama's caucus headquarters in downtown Des Moines. What's the sense there?
Well, Robert, what you have here are a number of Barack Obama supporters starting to trickle in. But right now, the reporters, the press corps, outnumbers the supporters that are here. And what you see are a lot of people walking around looking at small screens at these numbers and just how close this race is. We've been talking about front runners for some time, three front runners on the Democratic side. It's not entirely clear that we're going to start talking about any one of them in the singular after this because the race is still so close at this point.
Are any of Obama's people there giving their spin to the results so far, or is it still too early for them to do that?
Well, you know, what you've heard really in the last week is measured optimism. The people here are feeling pretty good. I spoke with David Axelrod, Obama's chief strategist, and, you know, they were feeling great about coming into this. They said they'd done a good job in building an organization and getting the voter turnout. And they're looking at this, and, you know, they're pumped about this, but the numbers are too small for them to start, you know, really crowing about this. I mean, Barack Obama at this point, we just got an update, 34.99%, John Edwards, 31.26%, mm-hmm. Senator Hillary Clinton, 30.96%. Boy, it's as close as it can be.
Yeah, and we're looking now at as many as two-thirds of the precincts having been counted. A lot of the action today was all about getting being the second choice of minority candidates, that is, of the people who were winnowed out. Did the Obama campaign work hard at being other candidates' second choice?
You know, Obama did this, and you heard this also from Senator Clinton and former Senator Edwards, but particularly Barack Obama made this pitch: if I'm not your first choice, at least make me your second choice. And that's really a unique pitch in Iowa and the way the caucuses work. If a particular candidate couldn't draw enough support, 15% in that caucus room, his supporters or her supporters have to go to another candidate or go home. And what he's really saying there, if your candidate's not viable, make sure that I'm your guy. And what we heard, at least anecdotally and in some of the polls, in many cases, the Edwards was the number two choice, mm-hmm. but Barack Obama was the one who really made the strongest pitch there.
Okay, Michelle. Take care.
Thank you, Robert.
That's Michelle Norris, our colleague, who is in Des Moines, and she's just talking to us there from Barack Obama's caucus night headquarters.
And we're going to stay in Des Moines and slide over to the headquarters of John Edwards and to NPR's David Wellna. And David, what's the word where you are?
Well, the Edwards family is at the hotel where his caucus night party is to be held. It actually was to have begun an hour and 20 minutes ago, but there is virtually no one from his campaign to be seen. I did speak to his spokesman just a bit ago about the results that were coming in. His only comment was, it's close. And he said that Senator Edwards is not going to be appearing at this party until the precincts have reported. I think they're watching to see if these results change at all. Now, this is a better result than the polls had been indicating for many weeks. Edwards, at one point during this year, was way ahead in the polls, mm-hmm. and then he fell behind. But he really needed to win in Iowa, and they really have their hopes pinned on that happening. At this point, that does not seem to be happening.
And very briefly, David, John Edwards has been spending time in Iowa probably longer than any of the other candidates. He's been there since 2004.
He has, since he finished second in 2004, and he practically moved here, and he is way behind both Obama and Clinton in fundraising, and his team here is saying, well, you know, this just goes to show what money can buy, but they're hoping to prove that Edwards' argument can overcome the spending disadvantage that they have.
Okay, that's
but,
NPR's.
But he's got to win tonight. Yeah.
Thank you, David. That's NPR's David Wellna at John Edwards' headquarters in Des Moines. And we're going to check in now with a caucus host in Iowa, one who we talked with earlier in the day on the program. Joe Loback hosted a Democratic caucus tonight in his home in Burt, Iowa. That's at the northern part of the state, and that caucus has now finished up. Joe Loback, how did things end up in your caucus?
How did it finish up? We had We had 9 for John Edwards, which gave us 1 delegate, and 7 for Barack Obama, which gave us the 2nd delegate.
Mm-hmm.
And in the final, we had 6 for Hillary Clinton, but she didn't get a delegate.
I see. And how many people showed up total?
Well, let's see. What's the count? 9 and 6 are 15 and 7 are 23.
Now, a little shorter than you were. You were hoping for 30. You said you had chairs for 50, so not as high a turnout.
Well, the wind is still blowing 30, 35 mile an hour.
Uh-huh.
A little snow moving, and it's down there, you know, pretty cool.
And you told me earlier you were a John Edwards supporter, so at least in your own small caucus there in your own house, you've got to be pleased with that result.
Oh, I'm very pleased, yes. I was hoping we'd get 2, but we just couldn't quite get it going.
You told me earlier, Mr. Loback, that this was the first morning that you went out to the mailbox and did not find campaign literature in it.
Correct.
Is that a good feeling?
That's a very good feeling.
Why?
It lightens the load by quite a bit when I have to carry the mail in.
I bet. Well, now that the caucusing is done, what's happening at the Loback House?
What's happening? Oh, there's a lot happening. We're going to be running all over the country yet.
Now, right now, I mean, what's going on in your house now?
Oh, what's going on right now? Well, we have coffee and cookies and cookies and cookies and candy and more cookies and nuts and you know, we're having a little party.
Okay. Well, Mr. Loback, good of you to talk with us. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
That's Joe Loback, who hosted a Democratic caucus tonight in his home in Burt, Iowa.
Latest numbers, Barack Obama, now on the Democratic side, has just over 35.26% of the result, just under 31% for John Edwards, and Hillary Clinton is within a fifth of a point.
And remember,
NPR News,
told
yes,
now
is
that
now,
we are now projecting
are
that
projecting
Barack Obama has come in first in the Democratic caucuses in Iowa.
Well, Obama, with just over 35% now, and the majority of the precincts reported, is the winner. Huckabee, the winner on the Republican side. This is NPR, National Public Radio.